Jets quarterback Geno Smith after a workout. Okay, preseason is now over. When do you start taking a look at Raiders film?
We've already done that, and we're going to continue to look at them and, you know, prepare ourselves for a normal game week. But we've started already and, you know, pretty much getting things rolling for the season.
Do you have good memories when you think about the Raiders? Because that was the stretch of the season, those final four games when you really started to take off.
Yeah, it was the best thing is that we won the game, and we started to figure out how to win games during that stretch, and we carried it over into the offseason. So now, you know, we can build on that and continue to work hard and get better.
Played well this preseason, completing about 70% of your balls. But one thing Marty talked about in the offseason was he wanted that sack total to decrease. Knock on wood, you didn't get sacked at all in the preseason, did you? How comfortable do you feel back in that pocket right now?
I mean, the guys are protecting me extremely well, and that's the key thing, man. They're taking pride in keeping me clean back there, and it's allowing us to have a really smooth offense and, you know, get the ball out on time. We're passing the ball a lot more efficiently now, and, you know, like I said, we've got to continue to build on everything and get better and, you know, continue to hone in on what we need to hone in on, you know, up for the upcoming season and, you know, going forward.
How much you enjoying Marty's offense? Obviously, you played 16 games in it last season, but does he still impress you the way he uses personnel and changes up formations all the time?
Oh, man, he's very creative. We have a very creative coaching staff, especially on that offense. And, you know, we have a ton of weapons, and, you know, Marty's going to use them and use them to his full disposal. So I can't wait to see, you know, what the season brings, because I know we have some good players and some guys to get the ball to, and, you know, hopefully we can see what they can do.
How about the red zone efficiency? We've been talking about it, and seems like you guys did a nice job with it this summer in game action. How much are guys like CJ, Eric Decker, and Jason Morrow gonna come into play when you're down in there inside the 20?
Well, you know, CJ, he's our home run hitter in the backfield, but, you know, he's very tough in between the tackles, and he's willing to get down there in the goal line, and, you know, he scores touchdowns in that situation. And, you know, as far as Morrow and Decker goes, I mean, we got two guys who are big red zone threats. You know, they're huge for us in the open field, but down in that red zone, they, you know, their eyes get a little wider and they get ready to score touchdowns because, you know, they can get open down there. And we, you know, we've got to do a job at the quarterback of getting them the ball and allowing them to create space for themselves and then go score touchdowns.
Take me inside your responsibilities on those zone reads that you've become very effective running.
Well, you know, just reading that defensive end, you know, seeing if he's going to close down or if he's going to take the quarterback, and, you know, we give the ball to our backs and hopefully they get us some space and make some guys miss.
And Marty, you know, he continues to stress those explosion plays. Does he talk to you guys in the room about not just the 20-yarders, but you want to get 30- and 40-yard plays?
Yes, and, you know, he always talks to us about that, and his offense is primed on those explosive plays, and we've got explosive players. But it takes every man to strain just a little bit extra to take a, you know, 20-yard play to a 30- or 40-yard play. So, you know, every guy's got to, you know, be accountable, and, you know, blocking downfield is key. And, you know, we've got some guys in the backfield and out wide that can, you know, take it the distance at any time.
Rex is always positive, and that's your demeanor as well. He gets the sense that this is a special team. What is your vibe?
You know what? I feel that too. But, you know, my job as quarterback is to make sure that every guy's pushing every single day and that we're working hard and, you know, staying focused on our goal, remaining humble, and, you know, sticking to what we know, which is hard work.
Thanks, Gino.
Thank you.